Diamond grinding is a proven technique to help preserve concrete and asphalt pavement surfaces. Larry Schofield joins the podcast to explain the benefits and the future of diamond grinding. Transportation infrastructure. It's what keeps our economy moving and gets people safely where they need to go. But maintaining safe, reliable infrastructure assets is a complex challenge that requires innovative solutions. I'm Nick Frank from Agile Assets, and I'll be your guide as we navigate through the complex and evolving world of infrastructure asset management. Every episode, you'll discover best practices, industry trends, and agency success stories that will help you improve your asset management strategies and get the most from your infrastructure funding. You'll learn how to save time, save money, and save lives while delivering safer, longer-lasting transportation networks. My expert today is Larry Schofield. Larry is the Director of Engineering and Research at the International Grooving and Grinding Association and is also the Director of Pavement Innovation for the American Concrete Pavement Association. Prior to that, he spent 29 years working for the Arizona Department of Transportation, where he focused on construction, materials, research, and pavement management. Larry, thanks for joining the podcast.
Thank you for having me.
So let's just start with a pretty basic. Tell me about your role at the International Grooving and Grinding Association.
Well, let me start out by saying the IGJ is a nonprofit trade association formed to represent the industry that performs grooving and grinding on both concrete and asphalt surfaces. Our mission really is to be the go-to resource for concrete pavement preservation, restoration. This also includes items like dowel bar retrofit, joint sealing, et cetera. My role as the IGJ Director of Engineering and Research mostly entails promotion, troubleshooting problems for our members, and working with agencies on specification development and scoping projects. A big part of my role is on the promotion level for the industry, which typically includes presentations at conferences. But in these COVID times, that really means conducting webinars anymore. We are affiliated with the American Concrete Pavement Association, so we work closely with their efforts as well.
Awesome. Well, we're excited to have you on the show today to talk about some diamond grinding for concrete pavements. So at a basic level, what is diamond grinding?
Very simply, diamond grinding is the removal of a thin layer of the pavement surface to improve the pavement surface characteristics. This could be to improve smoothness, restore friction, or even to reduce noise.
And what would you say is the typical depth of diamond grinding?
Although the depth of removal is really contingent upon the problems being fixed, a typical depth is a quarter of an inch. But if you had a badly faulted pavement, for example, you would need to remove to the depth of the faulting to restore smoothness. So it does vary by project.
You briefly touched on it in your description of what diamond grinding was, but can you break down some of the common benefits to concrete pavements that come from diamond grinding?
Well, as I mentioned before, you are typically restoring ride, improving friction, and reducing noise. Diamond grinders operate similar to the concept of a land plane, and as such, they flatten the roadway, making it smoother. In addition, the resulting corduroy texture that is produced is the quietest concrete surface. So the process involves all of these attributes. It can also be used to reduce or eliminate wheel ruts in pavements, but this is the least common application of grinding.
An important factor for a lot of agencies is putting in place projects that are not only effective, but they can last for a good amount of time so they get a good investment return on their investment. So how long do benefits that you talked about from diamond grinding typically last?
And that's a really good question. The longevity of the grinding surface is highly dependent upon the aggregate the pavement constructed from, but typical service lives are 10 to 15 years. The most recent study conducted in California on their pavements gave the average service life at 17 years. Regions with higher quality aggregates can actually expect longer service lives. So it's really a lot to do with the kind of aggregate and the geology in their area.
And if I work for a city, a county, a state agency, How do you start implementing diamond grinding into your regular processes?
Well, perhaps the best way is to get educated on the process itself. The IGJ website at igj.net includes a lot of resources such as specifications, case studies, and research reports. So the first thing would be to make sure diamond grinding is a good fit for their project. And then the next step is to develop specifications and to match the grinding process to the maintenance of traffic. These are all things the IGJ can assist with if needed.
How common would you say diamond grinding is across the country throughout agencies that you have experience with?
Diamond grinding has been around for 50 years, and it's the most ubiquitous concrete preservation project product used.
What are some challenges an agency could face if they want to start implementing diamond grinding into their process?
Okay, now again, that's another really important question. As with most construction projects, maintenance of traffic is usually the biggest concern for communities, and that is one of the strong points of diamond grinding. Grinding can be accomplished during the day or night. It can also be performed a lane at a time, and once the traffic control is taken down, traffic can drive on it immediately afterwards. So there's less disruption to traffic during the construction process. This makes development of the MOT plans much easier for agencies. Schedule can also be a challenge, and this often can be met simply by the number of grinding machines used on the project. The last thing is city streets provide some additional challenges in terms of manholes, water valves, cross streets, etc. So all these things need to be taken into consideration when bidding projects.
And another thing in consideration, of course, with any project that has to do with a city, a county, a state, anything in a transportation is cost. And I'm sure individuals who, if they're working for one of these agencies, is asking themselves, okay, Larry, this all sounds good and great, but how much is this going to cost us?
Well, actually, we've never been asked that question. No, I'm just kidding. Diamond grinding costs will vary around the country based on the aggregate types, as I mentioned earlier, and also the agency requirements. But a good range for estimating costs is $3 to $4 a square yard, and that's for the grinding costs itself.
And what are some of the factors that can impact that?
Probably the most important are aggregate hardness, work zone requirements, and slurry disposal. These impact costs the most. The first two items impact production, and the last one, slurry disposal, impacts additional effort necessary to dispose of the slurry in accordance with regulations.
What are some examples in your experience, Larry, that you've seen an agency saving money while using diamond grinding?
So I've really addressed this, so I'm going to address it in two comments. The first will... In the previous question, I indicated the three items that impact cost. Aggregate hardness is pretty much out of an agency's control since it's already there. However, the MOT, as previously discussed, is important, and providing as much work zone time as possible always helps project costs. Additionally, allowing on-site slurry disposal or designated slurry disposal sites in the bidding documents reduces contractor risks and can provide more competitive bids. So these items would save them money during the construction process itself. But using diamond grinding as a strategy also saves money in the long term at the network level by providing longer lasting payments.
And I think if you're someone who's working in an agency, hearing that is the key right there is, you know, you put a little bit more in now and you get a much better return on your investment. A big topic that we talk about a lot here on Move Your Assets is pavement management and pavement management systems. And diamond grinding has to, I believe, go hand in hand with that. So how can agencies use this process of diamond grinding as a treatment in some of their decision trees for their pavement management?
Well, I'll answer it a little bit different, but you know, smoothness is perhaps the most appreciated pavement quality by consumers. Keeping pavement smooth throughout their life not only extends pavement surface, but it also increases consumer satisfaction throughout the same period. It's really a win-win for agencies and consumers alike. By incorporating diamond grinding into the decision tree process, this assures that that happens.
As a regular driver myself, I would agree with that sentiment. That smoothness is by far the thing that I care about the most. Larry, when we look down the road, no pun intended, what do you see as maybe some of the future or innovations that could be coming for diamond grinding?
Well, I am going to address this a little bit different. Diamond grinding market is very strong at this time, and it appears that this will continue into the future. But that's unfortunately because the nation's infrastructure is getting older and older, and the funding levels are just not adequate to replace it. So preservation will continue as the preferred option to squeeze every bit of performance out of roads that we can. This ensures a good, strong diamond grinding market. So you may see the market probably grow, as is what we expect. But we're really dealing with old pavements, and the new stuff is just not quite the same as the old stuff as far as having to preserve it. So that's where most of our emphasis will probably be in the short-term future of this country, I think.
Larry, I appreciate everything that you've shared with us today. Is there anything else you'd want to add before we let you get back to work?
Well, first, if I may, is to thank you and the rest of Agile Assets for allowing us to participate in your podcast. We appreciate both your efforts and your software, which allows agencies to better allocate their resources and manage their networks. I really haven't emphasized that very well in the discussion here, but I think that's really important. In a previous life, I actually was involved in the pavement management system at an agency, and I can appreciate how important the work that you guys do is. And second, I just like to reach out to the agencies and offer them our assistance on any of their future grinding projects. So thank you very much.
Hey, Larry, we appreciate the shout out, and we appreciate you jumping on the podcast to talk to us today about diamond grinding. We'll have to get you back on again to talk about maybe some Arizona State stuff. You and I both have a common interest there. I'm sure you and I could talk about the struggles and the heartache of being Arizona State alums.
Lots of years there.
Larry Schofield, once again, thank you for joining the podcast, and have a good rest of your day.
Thank you, and you too.
If you want to learn more about transportation asset management strategies that save time, money, and lives, head on over to agileassets.com. Once again, thank you to Larry Schofield for sharing his expertise with us today. I'm Nick Frank. Join us again next month for another edition of Move Your Assets.